Hello, this is Paul Sullendrop of Wichita State Strategic Communications. We're going to introduce you to the 11 newcomers on Wichita State's men's basketball team. We're going to start out in this podcast with talking with Dexter Dennis, Jamarius Burton, Tate Bussey, and Teddy Allen. And then we will get to the rest in two more podcasts. Enjoy, and here we go. Dexter Dennis is a 6'5" freshman guard from Louisiana. Dexter, sum up the workouts to this point in two or three sentences.
The summer workouts so far have been very, very tough, intense, fast-paced. I've been like trying to learn a lot, both offensively and defensively. So, I mean, it's really intense. That's the only thing I can say.
Basketball didn't exist. What sport would you be playing?
Oh, I'm gonna say I'd probably run track, surprisingly. Because, like, you know, track is fun. Now, high jump is not really, like, that hard to me, honestly. So
jumps.
Yeah, mostly field. I wouldn't say running.
Favorite book, favorite movie?
Favorite book? Wow, bro. I have to say The Story and Its Writer. It was really, really long. I really didn't get to finish, but it was really good. Favorite movie? Probably be the Captain America movie, the first one, the original. It was a classic, bro, from front to end, front to back, I'm sorry.
Good choice. Who's the best Fortnite player on this Shocker team?
Without a doubt, Dexter Dennis, you feel me?
Golden State Warriors, are they so dominant that they are bad for the rest of the NBA?
I wouldn't say so dominant. I feel like they're getting a lot of hate because they're winning a lot, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like a lot of people don't respect the KD move, which I don't personally, you feel me? Because I feel like he could have stayed in OKC and worked things out, but it's his life, not mine, so oh well.
Are you a Hornets fan, being from Louisiana?
Oh, when I was younger, I was. We went to a couple games. It was really active in there, you feel me?
Which of the Shocker veterans has been helpful in kind of getting you adjusted, helping you figure out all this new college stuff?
I would say all of them, really, because, you know, I ask a lot. So they give me a lot of tips, and sometimes in practice, you know, you can see, like, they have experience and things. So I feel like all of them, I've been trying to learn from each and every last one of them.
Well, which of your teammates is the most difficult to guard when you're matched up against them?
Guards-wise, Samaje, Teddy, Biggs. I mean, I like all the bigs up, though, so, I mean, wings, Marcus McDuffie, Chance. I feel like we just have a lot of dudes that can really, you know, get a basket whenever they're ready. So, I mean, I feel like we all ready.
Jamarius Burton, freshman guard from Charlotte, North Carolina. Jamarius, sum up the summer workouts in two or three sentences.
The summer workouts was pretty intense for me. It was a quicker pace, a lot of guys that's athletic, strong, and quick. So moving from the high school to college level, it was really a transition for me throughout the summer.
If basketball didn't exist, what sport would you play?
If basketball didn't exist, I think I would play football. My uncle went to the NFL. He played for the Cardinals, and my cousin's in the NFL for the New Orleans Saints. So I feel like if I didn't play basketball, I'd probably play football and try to make it like they did.
And what's your cousin's name?
Andrews Pete.
And he plays for the
New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Did you play football in high school?
No, I actually stopped when I hit middle school because they wasn't using me right. I was playing on the line because I was bigger than everybody, so it made me not fall in love with the sport.
And you wanted to be quarterback?
No, I wanted to be wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
Yeah.
Favorite book or favorite movie?
My favorite movie would have to be Love and Basketball. I just like it.
Good movie. Who's the best Fortnite player on Wichita State's basketball team?
I've heard Ricky Torres is. I'm not really a video game guy, so they say he's the best, so I'm going to go with him.
The Golden State Warriors, are you an NBA fan?
I'm an NBA fan.
NBA fan. All right, let's see if you have an opinion on this. Are they so dominant that they're bad for the NBA?
I don't think they're bad for the NBA. I'm just waiting on LeBron to create a team to take them down.
Is LeBron your favorite?
Oh, yeah. LeBron is my favorite.
So now you're a Lakers fan.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Which of the Shocker returners has been helpful this summer and early here in the fall and, you know, showing you the ropes of college, college basketball, all that kind of stuff?
I would say Samaje. He's the most helpful for me because me and him play the same position, so I was able to watch him run a set and then I come in behind him and run a set. So it just helps to have somebody in front of you that knows what he's doing so you can just follow him.
Which teammate is the most difficult to guard when you're facing someone in scrimmages or drills or pickup games?
I would have to say Samaje because of the height difference between us two, and he's extremely fast, so it's hard to keep up.
Tate Bussey, a 6'2" freshman guard from St. Francis, Kansas. Tate, sum up practices to this point. What's that experience been like?
Practice is definitely way more tense and just more upbeat than like what I'm used to coming from a small town. So they've been really good, though. We've gotten a lot better.
Coming from St. Francis, you were probably a multi-sport athlete. If you weren't playing basketball in college, what sport would you be playing?
If I wasn't playing basketball, I'd probably be playing football. I did football, track, and basketball growing up, but football is probably my second sport.
What position did you play in football?
I was wide receiver, played some quarterback, and safety.
Favorite book or a favorite movie?
I like the new movie, Black Panther. I liked that movie a lot. So
another Marvel Universe fan. We've had a lot of those. Who's the best Fortnite player on this Wichita State basketball team?
Yeah, Ricky Torres for sure. Yeah.
Are you a big Fortnite player?
I play Fortnite quite a bit too, but he's pretty good.
Is there a key, a trick, a cheat code? What does it take to be a good Fortnite player?
He can build so good, and he just always finds a way to kill the other guy, seems like. So.
The Golden State Warriors, are they so good, so talented that it's bad for the NBA?
I don't think that they're bad for the NBA just because, like, other teams did have the chance to get them too, and like other teams now are doing the same thing as them, so I don't think it's that bad of a thing.
Do you have a favorite NBA player?
Probably Stephen Curry.
Yeah. Gotten that a lot also. Which of the returners has been helpful in helping you figure out all this college stuff?
They've all been helpful, but Marcus McDuffie, he's been a really good role model and team leader for us. So,
probably. Any particular piece of advice that you've gotten from some of the veterans that have been helpful?
Just everything has been helpful so far. So, yeah.
Which teammate is particularly difficult to guard when you get matched up against him?
Samaje, just because he's so fast, it's really hard to guard him one-on-one. So
we're here with Teddy Allen, sophomore forward, transfer from West Virginia. Teddy, sum up summer workouts in two or three sentences.
I think we just came in here, got started just getting to work. Everyone bought in real early, was listening to Coach Kerry Rosenboom, and I think we had a productive summer.
If basketball didn't exist, what sport would you play?
I'll just say football because maybe I'll be a tight end or something, or a receiver.
Did you play in high school?
Nah, I never played in high school.
What's your favorite book or your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Black Panther.
Oh, so a recent one.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
Yeah, what'd you like about it?
I just like the adversity that the Black Panther had to go through. Throughout the movie, it's kind of like life.
That was a good one. Yeah. Who's the best Fortnite player on this Wichita State basketball team?
No question, Ricky. Ricky Torres. Yeah, and if anybody says anything different, they're lying.
Okay, what makes him such a good Fortnite player?
He just be doing the next level stuff. Like he's just better than everyone else.
All right. Golden State Warriors, are they so dominant, so far ahead of everybody else that they're bad for the NBA?
I mean, I don't think they're bad for the NBA because I think it's not like the NBA's fault that they're a team. Like, that's just how it shook. You feel me? They drafted Stephen Clay, so it's not like everybody on their team are free agents. So I think the rest of the league just got to catch up.
Do you have a favorite NBA team?
Yeah, my favorite team is the Lakers because of LeBron. Whichever team he on.
So you're a LeBron guy, not a team guy.
Yeah,
okay, all right. Which of the Shocker returners has been the most helpful this summer, getting the new guys oriented, getting the new guys going to the right places?
I think they all have helped me in different ways. Samaje was real good when I first got here, you know, just trying to get me involved with the rest of the guys. Mark's been just a good friend, all around mentor, you know. We have some classes together, so just getting to learn a lot from him about Wichita and how we do things here. And, you know, Rod and Aswin just showing me the ropes, like, you know, whether it's around the weight room or anything else. So they've all been a help.
Which teammate is the most difficult for you to guard when you face off in scrimmages or drills?
I'll say Jamari is probably, just because he's strong. He pretty strong.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Roundhouse Podcast. Next up, we'll have Chance Moore, Eli Farrakhan, Morris Udazi, and Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler. You can listen to all the episodes of the Roundhouse Podcast at wichitastate.tv or on iTunes. You can also read all the Roundhouse content through the GoShockers.com website. Thank you.